time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCord of the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. Four decades and more ago, during my idyllic childhood, Halloween was a community event. Along with other neighborhood youngsters, my sisters and I would dress in outlandish costumes and head out into the chill autumn twilight to knock on doors, seeking candy on the one night of the year our parents put very few controls on just how much we ate. It was always a fun time, and I have nothing but good memories of the event. The Halloween of my youth and that of today are just the same, except they're different. For example, I usually dressed as a clown. This year, however, clowns are considered too scary. Instead, kids are being dressed as political candidates or other comic book villains. We trick-or-treated in full darkness, beneath an often clouded moon augmented by a handful of dim porch lights. Now, most parents want their children done before the sun slips below the horizon, so that door knocking may begin in the mid-afternoon and is usually complete before a late supper. While there are still neighborhoods where little caravans of costumed youngsters race from house to house to collect their spoils, these days many trick-or-treaters go to mall parking lots or other designated safe zones. It no longer seems ideal to send unaccompanied minors up dark pathways to strangers' homes to receive some kind of sweet. We prefer having a stranger handing chocolates out of their trunk in a parking lot instead. The treats have changed a lot, too. While it's estimated that Americans spent $2.6 billion on candy last year, my bag was often filled with homegrown or homemade sweets. Apples harvested from backyard trees and brightly colored candied popcorn balls were popular. There weren't so many varieties of fun-sized packages of candy, so we treasured the little boxes of Dots or Junior Mints and the handful of Tootsie Rolls which we might receive alongside cellophane-wrapped fudge or chocolate chip cookies. Examining my kids' collection of confections last year, I found that they had each scored almost 100 distinct miniature treats with very few duplications of brand or flavor. And they got absolutely nothing homemade or unwrapped. That ship has sailed. It was pushed out to sea by 50 years of urban legends about poisoned cupcakes and drug-laced brownies. In spite of the lack of credible evidence that that has ever occurred, the idea is out there, so we must be cautious. That's not to say that there's nothing to worry about. Every year since the early 80s, there have been confirmed reports of pins or needles being inserted into candies in an effort to cause some kind of Halloween harm. Usually no more than one or two around the country, and none seem to have required any medical attention, but check your kids' candy just in case. And while you're at it, turn it into a teaching moment about not doing things that might hurt others like that. Then, teach your kids about taxes by collecting 36% of whatever they brought home. I hope you have a good time out there tonight. Be safe. If you're walking, be visible. If you're driving, be careful. And if you're giving out full-size Charleston chews, be my neighbor. Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt with today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.